Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Tes Vov, and we're holding Yud Dalid Amid Beis, the final two lines on the bottom of the Amid. And the Gemara is going to address now what we said at the end of the Amid Aleph of yesterday. In other words, Yud Dalid Amid Aleph. If you go back to the Mishnah just for a moment, you'll recall that the Mishnah told us that this din of Yediyah Satumah and this din of the Tumas Mikdash for Kadoshev, that a person can be over, doesn't only... Please put yourselves on mute, because there's some background noise. This doesn't only apply to the Beis Mikdash that we are familiar with, but even the Tosefes Ho'azora. The woman's Tosefes Ho'azora. So Hamishta told us, you can't just willy-nilly say, the Azora is too small, let's go and expand. There's a very elaborate process. So if you look back on Yud Dalid Amid Aleph, the final four lines, Ein Moisifin Ale Ir Vala Azorois, we're going to talk about both Ir and Azorois, but in the meantime we're talking about adding to the base of English, Ele B'melech, V'novi, V'urim V'tumim, Sanhedrin Shulshim V'echad, U'bishtei Toidois, U'bishir, U'bezin M'halchin, U'shtei Toidois Achareyim, V'chol Yisrael Achareyim. And we're going to talk about this now in some detail. So as you can see, you want to be moisif on the Azorois, as well as the Ir Yerushalayim. You can't just do it by snapping your fingers. Have a very elaborate process, Amelech, Metanuvin, Urim Betumim, Sanhedrin, etc. So now going to the Amid Beis, last two lines on the Amid, Mino Anemili. Where do you take this from that you need this elaborate procedure for purposes of being moisif on the Azora? Omrav simi barchia diyamakro, it says in the Pasuk, Kachoil asher ani mara oischa, eis tavnes hamishkan, v'eis tavnes kol kelov. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael and saying, just like I'm showing you now the structure and the blueprints and how you build the Mishkan and all the kelim, now the key words, v'chein tasu, and so shall you do. Learns the Gemara, what do I need the additional v'chein tasu? We already had the Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I'm showing you the Mishkan, the Mishkan, and this is what is going to be the Tavnes and how it should be. The v'chein tasu comes to tell you the doiros. Says Rashi at the top, v'chein tasu kro yaseira lemedrish. V'chein tasu means not only now, at the time of the original Hakamas of Mishkan, but for all future generations. Oh, so what do we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Melech, Metenovi, Metigam Tzemasa? Says Rashi, very simple. Obi'imei Moshe, who Melech, and he was the Novi, the Ochiv Kohen Godoil, and the Kohen Godoil wore the Urim V'tumim, and the Shim Zekeinim. So we had all of these requirements met at the time of the Mishkan, and therefore we need these same requirements if and when you're going to go and expand upon the original structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Mosiv Rava, Safreitach Yetz Rava, Kol HaKelim She'osam Moshe, Mishichosam Mikadshosam. The Kelim that came at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, in other words, that everybody contributed, the Zov, Kesef, and Achoshes, like we have written in the Chumash, what made them Kadosh? The Mishicha. Mishicha means that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshech B'Shem and HaMishcha. As we know, like it says in the Torah. Mikan Ve'elech, for future generations, avodosam mechanchosam. The kelim of the Beis HaMikdash didn't need Mashiach, but rather it was, if you will, on-the-job training. Meaning, once you started the sheirus, the avodah with these kelim, automatically that was mechanach them, that installed them as kelim, which are now kodosh, that can be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Freitimor v'amai. Remember, the Pasuk that we just read on the Amid Beis wasn't only talking about the Tavnes HaMishkan, it was Tavnes called Kalev, V'chein Tasu L'doirois. So, Oibazoi, in future generations, you should also use the Shem and HaMishcha for purposes of installing the Kli Shores in the Mishkan and later in the Beis HaMikdash. Says in Gemara, you have a very good point, but Shani Hosam, I have another Pasuk which kind of supersedes the first Pasuk. The Omakro, it says, Vayimshachem Vayikadish Oisam, that at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu did the Mashiach, and that gave Kedusha to them. what do I need the additional oisam? We're talking about them. We're talking about the kelim. Vayimshachem, vayikadshem, or vayikadesh. What's the oisam? Oisam b'mashicha, v'loy l'doritz b'mashicha. Only first generation to install these new kelim, you need a mashicha. Future generations, mashicha was not necessary. Frank Gemara, okay, it wasn't necessary. Be'ema oisam b'mashicha, the first generation, you have to do mashicha. L'doiris oi b'mashicha oi b'avoida. Why did we learn in that brisa that Rava brought, that future generations avoidosam b'chan chosam, why don't we say, you have a choice. You can either do mashicha like Moshe Rabbeinu did, or you can do avoida. Avoida b'chan chosam. Umra Papa Makrokos, it says in the Pasik, Ashi Yishorsu Bom Bakoidish. And Rashi points out that this Pasik is somewhat redundant, because the Pasik Bimiluai, if you have the Torah or Hasholem Oiz Gimel, it says, Volokhu es kol klei hashoreis, Ashi Yishorsu Bom Bakoidish. What is the definition of klei shoreis? Klei shoreis means kelim which are used for sheirus. So why does the Pasuk have to say Kli Hashoreis Asher Yishorsu? It's redundant. Asher Yishorsu, but Makodesh comes to tell you that in the future Yishorsu Yud, indicating this is Lashon Osid, telling us for the future Tolei Hakosa B'Sheirus. In the future, the only way we'll be able to go and install these kelim is through Sheirus. Aha. Okay, so of the two choices, you said Avidosa Mechan Chosan or Mashicha Mechan Chosan. The Pasuk tells you, no, for future generations, it's Afka Al Yedei Sheiris, Al Yedei Avoid. So, Frey Timura, this second Pasuk is such a strong Pasuk. What do I need the earlier Pasuk for? Hashid the Kosu Rahman Ashi Yishorsu, Ashi Yishorsu, Kama. Once we have this, Asher Yishorsu Bom Bakoidish, that the Torah is Toila B'Sheirus, then I don't need the earlier Pasuk of Yimshachem Vayikadish Oysam, Oysam B'Mashicha V'Lei the Doiris B'Mashicha. I already have the new Pasuk, Asher Yishorsu, that tells us, for future generations, it's Al Yedei Sheirus, and therefore by definition, not Al Yedei Mashicha, so I don't need Vayimshachem Vayikadish Oysam, Oysam b'mashicha, follow the Doris b'mashicha. Oysam lomali. As you know, I'll tell you why. Because ilay kasher rachmana oysam avamina hani hudim b'mashicha. I might have thought that the first generation, the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, mashicha was sufficient. But the Doris for future generations, you'd have to have both b'mashicha u'biavoid. You would need both mashicha because of v'chein tasu. And you also need avoida asher yishorsu bom bakoidish the kosa v'chein tasu. Therefore, mir rachmana oisam. That's why the Torah have to go and say oisam, oisam b'mashicha v'lo the doiris b'mashicha. So therefore, the first generation in times of Moshe Rabbeinu only mashicha. Future generations after Moshe Rabbeinu only avoida, only sheiris mechan chasam. And therefore, don't overlap. Don't say we need both. Don't say I have a choice. Only Sheiris, and that's it. Okay, so now we start off the Gemara saying that to go be Moisef from the Azorois, he needed a Novi, Mit HaMelech, Mit HaKoyin Gadol, etc. And how do I know that we need this future generations, V'chein Tasu? But notice in the Mishnah, we didn't only list those items of the Melech and Novi and the Koyin Gadol, or the Tumim. We also mention that you have to have shtei toidois. Number one, what are shtei toidois? And number two, where does it say anywhere in the Torah shtei toidois? That you need that for purposes of expanding the azar, for toisefes or azar. So taking the second question first, Rashi tells us that if you look up in Sefer Nehemiah, when Ezra and Nehemiah were going and dedicating the new Beis HaMikdash and being Moisif and all the rest, they used Shtei Toidois. If you look at Ois Dalid in the Torah Or HaSholem, a pasuk from Nehemiah, Va'ale Esori Yehuda Mi'al Lachoyim Va'amide Shtei Toidois Gedoilois. V'Taluchois, Taluchois means there was a whole parade. We'll talk about that shortly. Layomin me'al lachoyma l'shar hu ashbois. Oh, so they wanted to expand. In this case, they wanted to expand not the Hazoris, but the Ir Yerushalayim. How did they effect that? With shtei toidos. Now, what exactly are shtei toidos? So now, on the surface, I would l'chayra think that a toid is referring to a behema that you're bringing for shalmei toida in the Beis HaMikdash. What is a shalmei toida? You all know that a shalmei toida, you start off with a carbon shlomim, and you add to it 40 chalois, and because it is a carbon that you bring for Haidah to show gratitude to Hashem, the Pasuk tells you, you have to eat it relatively quickly. Meaning, a carbon shlomim, you can eat shnei yomim v'layla echad. A carbon toida, you can only eat liyoyim v'layla. Now, on the surface, this sounds kind of counterintuitive, because since you have to consume 40 chalas, then you need more time for that. If you need more time, why are we cutting down from 2 days down to 1 day? And the answer is because we want to incentivize people that have gotten a tremendous Yeshua bracha, that they are thanking Hashem, that they should do it b'roiv am. They should make a big, big party, not just for the person and his mishpacha. Let them invite 20, 30, 40 people, and then they'll be able to go and share and eat all of the challahs, and they'll be able to do it in a very timely fashion, liyoyim v'layim. Okay, so now I could have thought that the shtei toidos that we're referring to is you're bringing two of the behemoths for the carbon toida. As we'll see in the Gemara, that's not the case, but rather we're talking about the lachmei toida. As we said a moment ago, when you brought a carbon toida, you had to go and bring 40 chalois together with it. We will see shortly what the makeup of the chalas were. It's not chalas like we have for Shabbos. We'll talk about that momentarily. But in the meantime, says the Gemara Tana, the shtei toidos she'om, with that we said in our Mishnah, toidos, belachman v'loy bibsaran. We're not talking about that when you are adding to the ear of Yerushalayim, that you're doing it by taking two animals with you, but rather you're going to take two of the chalas toida with you. We will define what chalas toida are in a moment. How do you know this? Amrav Chizda Diyamakra, the pasuk that we quoted before, Vamida shtei toidos gedoilos v'taluchos liyomin me'al l'chayma, says in the pasuk, two big, huge toidos. What does that mean, gedoilos? Ilemin min godol mamish. Do we mean to say that when you're bringing a karmish shlomen, and therefore, by definition, all to shalmei toida, you can bring from any of the three types of animals which are mutter to bring karbanos. What are the three animals? You have the parim, you have the kvosim, and you have the izim. Parim, of course, are oxen or cows, and then the kvosim are sheep, and izim are goats. Among those three, which is the min hagadol? That's, of course, the parim. So therefore, perhaps, that's what the pasuk means. V'amidah shtei toidos gedoilos. I didn't take two shepselach. I took two large cows, two large oxen, for purposes of being moisif on the city of Yerushalayim. But if that's the case, why is the pasuk then being so vague and talking about shtei toidos gedoilos? Why didn't it say name of parim? The parim, toidos of parim, was the gedoilos. Ella, so you're going to tell me maybe it means to say gedoilos b'minan, meaning it makes no difference whether you use a par, whether you use a keves or an eis, but make sure, or at least in the times of Nehemiah, they made sure to go and take a godol, not just a small, little, scrawny type of par, like you have in the dream of Yosef, but really good, feta, big ones, gedoilos. Or even if you took kvasim or izim, you took big ones. Is that the pshat? So Timura, mi'ika chashivusa kami shemaya, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, really care whether you bring a jumbo par or bring a small keves? After all, what tanya, didn't we learn in the braisa? Nema b'oilis behema, ishe reich nichoyach. B'oilis v'hoif, ishe reich nichoyach. B'mincha, ishe reich nichoyach. Each time in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, when it describes a person bringing a carbon oila, you can bring an oila from Bokar, you can go and bring an oila from Bokar Tzayin and Tzayin, you can also bring an oila from Oila Sa'oiv, and you can bring it from a carbon mincha. That being the case, we don't call it an oilas mincha, we just call it mincha. Mincha basically is something that goes on the Mizbech, especially if it's Minchas Kehanim. And even besides Minchas Kehanim, you have the Minchas Chavitim, you have the Minchas Nesachim, all of which are Oyla Kula Kolil on the Mizbech. So the point is, each time the Torah uses the expression, Ishe Reyach Nichoyach. What do I see from this? Mulabit, She'echar Amarba, V'echar Amamit, Obavad She'echabinis Libay Le'ovah Shemashem Moyim. Makes no difference whether it's a big carbon, a small carbon, as long as you have the proper kavanas halev. And therefore, says the Gemara, it's unlikely, therefore, that when the pasuk in the Chemia refers to toidois gedoilois, that it's referring to large animals or small animals, because the chayyah that wouldn't make a difference. Rather, therefore, what is the kavana in the pasuk when it talks about gedoilois? El gedoilishe betoida umayniu chomet. We're talking about the lachme toida, and among the lachmem, there were different sizes. Now, what means that there were different sizes? So we're going to see in a moment, the Gemara is going to quote a Mishnah in Masechtas Menachos, but basically when it comes to lachme toida, you bring a carbon toida, you have to bring along four different minim. Three of the four, the Gemara is going to quote, the pasuk itself refers to chalois, rekikin, and revucha. These are just prepared in different ways. Chalos are more like our matzois. The rekikin are thin wafers. Revucha is something similar to chwais making a pizza or something, or maybe a donut. Maybe is a better example. A donut where you put it into oil, you take it out and fry it, and this and that. Anyway, but all three of them were made in such a way that they don't rise, and therefore they should be matzah, just like we use matzahs for Pesach and throughout the year. That they are not leavened. At the same time, the Torah also requires that 10 be made out of chametz. So therefore, every lachmei toida had four types, three of which were matzahs, and one of which was chametz. What is further of interest is that the amount of flour used for the chalos chametz was the same as was used for the other three together, the three groups of matzos, which of course is not illogical, quite to the contrary, I can see it, because if you're talking about a loaf of bread is big, and then if you're talking about a matzah is nice and thin. So therefore, the amount of flour used for the chametz sticker was, and when we're talking about the chametz, there were 10 chalos altogether, and we're talking about the matzos, there were 30 matzos altogether, and the flour used for the 10 chalos, chometz, and the amount of flour used for the 30 matzos was identical. Now, if you're wondering what is the identical, so therefore our Gemara now spells it out. None. The Mishnah Masechtas Menachos. Hatoida hoisebo min chomesh so'in Yerushalmiyos shein sheish Midborios. Midborios is talking about the midbar, the times of the Mishkan. Yerushalmius means in later years when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, where they changed a little bit the size of the volumes, as we'll see. So sheish midborios initially, the Gemara says shehin shtei efois, two efois added up to six midborios, and then over time they decided to go and take a bisula of number six, take six midborios, take away 1/6, and you're left with five midborios, and that 1/6 was then subdivided in fifths, and they added a fifth of that sixth so'ah midborios, or so'ah midboris, and they added a fifth of that to the remaining five, so that the five new so'ah Yerushalmiyos, each one of them was slightly larger than the old Sheish Midborios. the Maisa, they were exactly the same if you added it all up together. However, each individual Sa'a Yerushalmis was a little bit larger. How much larger? 1/5 larger. Where did they take that 1/5 additional volume? From the 6th Midbaris. Since we removed that from the volume scale or from the volume gauge or whatever you would call it, we've now constrained or we have re-denominated the Sa'ah no longer as 6 smaller ones, but 5 larger ones. Okay, that's a historical interesting fact. But let's get down to the Chalas Toidah. How much does the 6 Medborius add up to? Shehen Shtei Eifois. Why is that Shtei Eifois? Because for Eifa, Sholosh Soim. An Eifa is 3 Sa'ah, and so therefore 2 Eifois are 6 Sa'ah. That's the Shesh Medborius that we spoke about. In modern days, the Chamish Soim Yerushalmi, so it would no longer be Eifa Sholosh Soim, it would now be Eifa 2.5 Soim. Okay, but let's continue on. Esrim Isaroim, there were Esrim 20 Esroinois altogether. Now we have, the Torah tells us about Esroinim. For instance, when you're bringing your carbon Minchas Esochim, it says in the Pasuk, Sholish Esroinim Yeh Lapar, Shnei Esroinim La'ayil, and Isorin Echad, the Kevis O'Echad. So you already have this denomination, this volume of Isorin in the Torah. It's telling us now that the Lachmei Torah were 20 Esroinim altogether. 20 Esroinim. And we split up the 20 Esroinim, and that is Asor L'Chametz v'Asor L'Matzah. Half of these 20 Esroinim, 10 were used for baking the Chametz, and 10 were used to baking the Matzah. And of the Matzahs, as we said before, Uba Matzah, Shloishim Minim, Chalois, Rekikin, Urevucha. So now what happens is, And although the Gemara doesn't tell us, but Rashi fills in that each one of them had Eser Chalos. Each one of them were 10. So I had 10, well, I'll call it 10 Chalos made out of Chametz. And then we had 30 Matzahs altogether, subdivided into 3 different Minim, Chalos, Rikikin, Urevuch. Now, since the volume of the Chalos, Chametz, was the same as the volume of the 30 matzois, kum techos, every chalas chametz was 3 times the size of a matzah. Because for every 10 chametz, you had 30 matzahs. Or for every 1 chametz, you had 3 matzahs. 2 chametz, 6 matzahs. 3, 9. Till you get to 10, you had 30 matzahs. Aha. So therefore, if I asked you, which one is the gedoyla among the lachmei taida? The answer would be the chametz. And therefore now the Gemara has finally come full circle to answer our original question. When we said in the pasuk amidishtei toidois gedoylois, my gedoylois, what does gedoylois mean? It means from the larger min of the lachmei taida, which is the larger min, the chametz tikka. So they took 2 of the chametz tikka Toidois, and they used it for the procession to be moisif on the city of Yerushalayim. Yes, Barry, you have a question.
I don't want to interrupt you. If you finish your explanation of the Todah.
Shoot.
2 questions. First of all, a mincha that's an ola outside of a kohen being brought, can a non-kohen menadev an ola, a mincha only?
I have here a chumash in front of me. Please bear with me one moment. Strictly speaking, it doesn't refer to a mincha being brought as an oila. You're asking whether one can be menadev. I believe by definition, if you're bringing an oila, by bringing a mincha, you have to do a kmitza. I don't know that Yisrael could quote unquote be menadevit.
Okay, so and the other question I have is, who is the Baal of this Todah? We have the Kisei Aseret, we have the you know, that I brought, the only Shalmei Sibur we have. Is this as it were, a shlum of a tzibur, or is there some baal here who's paying? I know we had all the stuff yesterday. Who's paying for what?
I understand. Going back to your earlier question, you see that the Gemara referred to the three being Ishereich Nichoyach, Ishereich Nichoyach. The Ishereich Nichoyach by Mincha in my Gemara is Vav of the Torah Ora Shalem. And there, what does it say? Is it Vav? No.
I don't have a Torah. Okay, no problem.
I'm going to be happy to share it with you. I said Vav is the Oida Sa'oif. Zion is referring to Mincha Ishereich Nichoyach. So if you go to the Zion, that's a Pasuk again, the beginning of a Yikra. At the very beginning of our Yikra, the Pasuk tells you, bringing a carbon oila. First it says, v'im mina bokar, then mina tzoin, and then it says, v'im mina oif, and that's the end of the parsha of oila. But right after that is, v'nefesh ki sakrif carbon mincha l'Hashem, and then the next Pasuk, which is quoted here in our Gemara partially, v'havia el b'nei aharna kehanim, v'komatz misham b'lei kum tzoi, go and take off the kemitza. Be sold to Misham now Kolovainasa. The Hikra Koinis as Karasa Mizbecha Isherech Nichoyach Lashem. So you have again the same Lashon Isherech Nichoyach. Now, if you go back to the Gemara that we were learning before, note that the Gemara said, Votanya, Nemer Ba'oilas Behema Isherech Nichoyach. Ba'oilas Oif Isher Nichoyach. The Mincha, doesn't say Oilas Mincha. The Mincha Isherech Nichoyach. Lamitche Echara Marbe, the Echara Mamet. Whatever carbon you're bringing, whether you're bringing an oilas behemah, or an oilas oif, or you're bringing a mincha, don't call it an oil, just call it a mincha. Any one of these things, if you mechabalib l'shemoyim, you get the benefit of ishereich nichoyach lasha. Okay, so hopefully that answers your question, that we do not need to come on to, and that it's kula kalil, just the fact that you bring a carbon mincha, and a kemitza goes on the mizbeach, and it's ishereich nichoyach, it shows you that if you're menadev a carbon mincha, it's similar to being manada of a carbon oila, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy. Now, getting to your second question, one would have to look a little bit more into Tanakh, into Nehemiah, to see whether Nehemiah bought it from its own funds, because you're right, to my knowledge, there's no such thing as a carbon toide betzibur. It would have to be someone being manada of it on his own, unless this is, of course, you know, a Hayroach Shah type of thing for purposes of expanding the ear, but under normal circumstances, a tzibur wouldn't pay for a carbon toida. Maybe Nehemiah paid for it himself and said, okay, and I'm now lending two of those chalas toida for purposes of this procession for adding to Yerushalayim. Now, continuing, Omer Rami Bar Chama. We're about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Shelley, welcome. Great to see you. Rami Bar Chama is saying, although in the Mishnah and until now we kept on talking about toidos, that's only if you're being moisif al ho'ir. If you're being moisif on the azara, then you don't go and bring shtei toidos, but then you are moisif by using shiore mincha. What means shiore mincha? Like we just discussed, any normal carbon mincha that's brought by Yisrael, you take the kemitza, you put it on the mizbeach, the shirayim, whatever is left over, that's nechal l'koyhanim, and in this case, that shiore mincha is being used for expanding the azar. The question is, since the whole mikoyer of expansion with shtei toidois is the pasuk in the chemia, so we don't have a pasuk that talks about shiore mincha, so maybe you use the shtei toidos for the azara as well. So Gemara 9, my timer, kir Yerushalayim, being moisif on the azara is parallel to being moisif on Yerushalayim. My Yerushalayim, dover hane'achal ba mekacha, af azara dover hane'achal ba mekacha. What does the Gemara mean to say? That there's a major difference between shiore mincha and lachmei toida, even though both of them come from the same source, which is flour. However, lachmei toida, by definition, since it's appended to a toida, that's kochim kalim, and can be eaten throughout the entire city of Yerushalayim. Masha enkein, shiore mincha, mincha, by definition, is kochi kudishim, and just like all other kochi kudishim can only be eaten by the kehanim inside the azara, same thing applies to the mincha, or shiore mincha. It says Igmar, just like Yerushalayim, Dovar Nechel Ba Mekadsh, we're Mekadish Yerushalayim with Lachmi Toida, which is Kodshim that can be eaten in Yerushalayim. Afazora, also we're going to use Dovar Nechel Ba Mekadsh. What do you eat in the Azora? From flour? Eat from that the Korban Mincha. Freit Igmara, I like your parallel, but I don't understand. Otu Lachmi Toida Bazora Miloy Misachli. It's true, Lachmi Toida can be eaten throughout the whole Yerushalayim, but it can certainly be eaten in the Azara. There's nothing wrong with eating it in the Azara. And that being the case, it's just not required. You can eat it in the entire Yerushalayim, but you can certainly eat in the Azara. So, Ibazoi, why are you telling me Kirushalayim? Just like Yerushalayim, Dovrahan Nechal Ba Mekadsha. Avazara Dovrahan Nechal Ba Mekadsha. Guess what? Lachmi Toida are Nechal in the Azara. So why don't you use those to mekadesh the Azorah, the Tosefes Azorah? Why do you have to use Davka Shiori Mincha? Elazut Yomara Kirushalayim. I'm going to add one more word. Ma Yerushalayim Dobar Nechel Ba V'yoytze Mimena Nifsal. Just like Yerushalayim the Dobar Nechel Ba, in our connection we're talking about the Lachmi Toida. As long as you keep them within the borders of Yerushalayim, it's fine. But once it goes outside Yerushalayim, outside the old wall of Yerushalayim, it becomes pasul. Pasul biyotze. Afazore dovra nechel ba. Vayotze imena nifsal. And what is that? That's not the lachmi toida. You can take the lachmi toida in and out of the azara 20 times. It doesn't become pasul biyotze because it's still in Yerushalayim. What does become pasul biyotze? The shiore mincha. Oh, so therefore that's why it's a nice parallel to the Lachmi Toida. Freit Imara, but if you're talking about parallels, let's go one step further. Since we said by the Toida you take the two Chometzdike, so the Gabe, the Korban Mincha, we should also take Chometzdike Mincha. Imal Alon Chometz Avkan Chometz. And the Gemara immediately jumps up and says, you're asking a foolish kasha. Betizbra Minchas Chometz Miyika. There is no such thing as a minchas chometz. Mincha, by definition, has to be made out of matzah. And Barry is shaking his head to go and tell us.
It's the kifsei atzeres are a type of mincha.
Kifsei
atzeres. The shtei alechem are chometz, and they're a type of mincha.
Very good. So you know who asks this kasha? The Gemara asks it in four lines. Mircham will get to that momentarily.
I didn't turn the page yet.
You did beautifully. So tomorrow, v'chitaim, maybe you're going to go and tell me the machmitz lehu lishirayim umekadish v'hu. You're 100% right that the mincha itself that you bring to the Beis HaMikdash, when you bring it, it's got to be matzah, matzah, matzah. And therefore, when the kohen takes a kemitza and puts it on the mizbeach, make sure that it was not nechmatz, that it didn't rise, it wasn't leavened. Make sure it was matzah. Okay, but perhaps after you go and put the kemitzah on the mizbeach, and now I have the remainder, let's assume we're bringing, for instance, a minchas solas, which has not been processed yet. It's still basically raw flour. So maybe now you'd be allowed to take that shirayim and make it into chametz. Why? Because the pasuk says, Gemara quotes the pasuk on the next line, it says, by a mincha loisi ofe chometz, chelkom nasati oisa me ishoi, kodesh kadoshim hi kachatas vechoshim. So loisi ofe chometz, perhaps you're not allowed to make the initial bringing of the mincha and the kmitza. That's not allowed to be chometz. But perhaps after you finish bringing the korban mincha, you have no flour left, bake it into whatever you want. Maybe the kohanim can go and bake it into cheesecake. Maybe they can make it into pizza. Who says that there's a problem of making into chometz at this point? Every the Gemara, no, you cannot do that. Meaning, although the way the Bal Kore reads it, and the way we read it in the Chumash, it's loisi ofa chometz, full stop. Chelkom nasati oisa meishai. A chelik of it, says Rabbeinu Shloilem, I said you have to put onto the Mizbeach, and a chelik I said you don't put on the Mizbeach. In other words, the kmitza, your maktir, and the rest of it is eaten by the kahanim. So, That's the Parshim Pshat. However, the Gemara Darshins, Leisiof HaChametz Chalkam, the Omer Eish Lakshish HaVelechalkam Leisiof HaChametz, even that remaining portion, the Shirayim, cannot be Chametz. So that being the case, there is no such thing as a Mincha, which is Chametz, in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you cannot be Moisif on the Azara with Mincha, which is Chametz. Frey Timura, why do you say that? Alam Aloy. This is the question that Barry was referring to already 2 or 3 minutes ago, that every atzeres means every shvuas. There we do have shtei alechem. And there the Torah says, beferish, it says, shtayim tihiyena, chometz teyofena, bikurim lashem. The shtei alechem had to be chometz. That's the Torah requires it. Chometz teyofena. If that's the case, I have a good idea. Every time you want to be moisef in the Azara, do it on Shavuos, and you'll have the benefit of the Shtei Alechem. So the Gemara from here, for the next 10 lines, goes through all types of possible scenarios, and the Gemara therefore is going to reject and say, it's not going to work. Look to the Gemara, Mishum Delo Yefshe. Hey Chinabed, what should we do? Nivna Yemei Esmoil, should we finish the building of the Tosefes for Azara on Erev Yontiv, Erev Shavuos, v'nekad shemi esmoil, and let's be mekadish it already from Erev Shavuos, with the Shtei Halechem, in other words, bake the Shtei Halechem on Erev Shavuos, and use them already now on Erev Shavuos to go and consecrate the new Tosefes for Azara. Says the Gemara, I'm very sorry, sir. B'shchitas kvasim hu dekadshi, the Shtei Alechem only get the status of a Shtei Alechem on Shavuos when they shecht the accompanying Kivsei Atzeres. If you go on Erev Shavuos and take Shtei Alechem, and you can say, Alamini brachas mit yihiratzoins and Rabbeinu Shalolims, it's not going to help. It doesn't get the status of Kedusha Shtei Alechem until the Shchit of the Kvasim, which takes place on Yontif. So you cannot therefore be Mekadesh the Tosefes Azara on Erev Yontif. Okay, good, I understand that. Nivnayim Esmar, let's finish off the construction and the building of the Tosefes Azara on Erev Yontif. V'nikad Sheho Inna, let's go be Mekadesh today on Yontif. In other words, 24 hours later, let's take out the Shtei Alechem, do the procession around the Tosefes Azara, we'll talk about the procession shortly, and have, of course, the Novi mit the Kohen Gadol and the Melech and the Sanhedrin, everything like we said before. And let that Kiddush of the Tosefes Azara took place on Yontif. Everything more be'in and Kiddush b'shas ha'binyan. No, the Kiddush and Binyan have to go together at one time. You can't go and split it up one from the other. What's the reason why? Because you're supposed to do it at the Gemar of the Binyan. The Gemar of the Binyan, if you're telling me that took place on Erev Yontif, then if that's the case, that's the time you should go and be Mekadosh. But I can't be Mekadosh with Shtei Alechem, because the Shtei Alechem will only become sanctified the next day on Yontif. Okay, so Freit Mon Nivnai be Yontif and Nekadosh be Yontif. Why don't we do the final, last plastering or the last building on Yontif itself, and then right after that, you'll have your Shtei Alechem in Mekadosh. Says Yomara, ain't Binyan Mikdash Doich Yontif. We all know that Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan Beis HaMikdash, none of that is Doich Yontif for Shabbos. We know the Pasuk is Shabsoise Tishmoiru, Mikdashi Tiro'u. Rashi says in Chumash, why do we put together Shabsoise Tishmoiru, Mikdashi Tiro'u? That even though the Mikdash is very holy, and that's the Mokum of Shechina of Rabbeinu Shalom, but it's not Doich Shabbos. Shabsoise Tishmoiru. It comes before the Binyan HaMikdash. So, not only Shabbos, the same thing applies to Yontif. Same Binyan HaMikdash, Shoich Yontif. I have another idea. Nishbuka lebosar hachi, v'nivnaya, v'nikadsha. You know what we can do? Go and finish 99% of the Binyan HaMikdash on Erev Yontif, and then Matzi Yontif, put in the final nail, or if there were no nails, the final plaster or lime, or whatever you need to finish off the building of the Tosefes or Azara. And at that time, take the Shtei Toides of Yontiv and Ge'arum and Arum, and go and, well, actually, at this point, the Gemara is not talking about Matzah Yontiv. That's the next Kasha. At this point, the Gemara is talking about the Isru Chag, the day after Yontiv. The day right after Yontiv, Nishbeka Lebasar Hachi, leave over the Shtei Toides, the Shtei Alechem from Shavuos, leave it over until Isru Chag, and now the morning of Isru Chag, right after Shacharis, right after Davening is over, let's go and do the final, the Binyan of the Bayis, or the Binyan of the Tosefes Wazara, and then take out the Shtei Alechem from yesterday. Says Yimura, that's not going to work. Let's say the words inside. Nishbucha lebasar hachi. Finish off the construction on Istruchag, v'nivnaya, and then finish the binyan. Nishbucha means leave over the shtei halechem lebasar hachi for Sunday. Sunday. For Istruchag, v'nivnaya, and now finish off the binyan in the presence of that shtei halechem that's already makudish from the day before. V'nekadshe, and now we'll be able to finish the whole ceremony to Mekadish the new Tosefes Wazara. Says Yimara, good try, but it doesn't work. If Solalei Belina, the Shtei Alechem has to be eaten on Shavuos. You cannot leave it to the next day. If you leave it overnight to the next day, guess what? It's going to be Pasabelina. And therefore, it will no longer have the Kedusha Shtei Alechem. It's something that will just have to be burnt. Frank Timora, Nivnaya Mimali Yoima, Venishaya Beporta, the Ad, the Kodesh Yoima, Li Alter Nigmare Vinikache. Oh, I heard you that the Shtei Alechem have to be eaten Biyoim Velaila, not Shnei Yom Velaila Echad. You can't leave it over to Isruchag. So I have another idea. Let's go and bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos with the Shechting of the Kivsei Atzeres. Now the Shtei Alechem have been imbued with Kedusha, until the Kahanim don't eat it now, but let's wait until after Havdalah on Matzah Yontif. And Matzah Yontif, we're going to go and do that final plastering, liming, or whatever you need to do for your construction, and leave over that last piece of construction for Matzah Yontif. Don't do major construction, because we don't have that much time to go and eat the Shtei Alechem. Rashi brings from the first Mishnah, Masechtas Brachos, that even though you might be able to eat it min hatorah the whole night, but the Mishnah Masechtas Brachos says you can only eat it until Chatzos. And therefore, Shavuos, which is summertime, the Yontif is only going to end at Chvayis 9:30, 10 o'clock. So, just leave over Abyssal to finish off the binyan of the Tosefes Azara. So, the Kodesh Yoima, Kodesh Yoima means when the day of Shavuos ends. The Alter Nigmarei, right after Avdolah, go and finish off that last Shtikala. Vinikachi, now the Mekadish with the Shtei Alechem, there's no Lina involved because it's still in the evening, it's not yet past Chatzos, it's certainly not past Alois HaShach or Anet, and therefore that would be the best way to do it. Says Yimura, Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla. Yom Rabbah, Yom Inayin, Shein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla. Shenem, it says in Pasuk, Uv'yoyim Hakim Es HaMishkan. V'yoyim Mekimoy, Balayla Ein Mekimoy. So we've tried about six or seven different alternatives and options. We wanted to go and be Mekadosh on Erev Yontif. You can't, because there are no Shtei HaLechem in existence at that time, because even if you bake them early, there's no Kedusha Shtei HaLechem on Erev Yontif. You cannot go and do it on Yontif itself, because Binyan and Kiddush have to be concurrent, and you can't have Binyan Beis HaMikdash on Yontif. You can't do it on Matzah Yontif, because we just said, Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla. You can't do it on Isru Chag, where the Shtei Toides will become by that time already Noiser. It'll already have passed the Lina stage. So therefore, we have to go back to the original idea of using Shiori Mincha, and even though there's no Chometz to Shiori Mincha, E'efshir Chonish Kabreir. So anybody who wants to ask you later today, or whenever, you want to be Moisif on Yerushalayim, you go and use for that the Shtei Toidois from a normal, regular carbon toida, even though they're Chometz, but they got to be G'doylois, like it says in the Pasuk. Since it's got to be gedolus, it's got to be the chometz and not the matz. However, if you're being moisiv on the azara, you use shiori mincha, even though they're not chometz, they are matzah. And then our Mishnah said, we're not finished yet, Rabbi Yisai. We're now going to make a procession. The procession is like a parade. And the parade is going to go and surround whatever the Tosefos that you're talking about. Which means that if the Tosefos is going to be Yerushalayim, then you're going to have Yidden walking around the entire perimeter of Yerushalayim, including what we are being moisif on Yerushalayim. We've expanded Yerushalayim another 20 amois, 100 amois, 1,000 amois. People will walk around that. Who are all the people that are going to walk around that? We're going to talk about that momentarily. And if you're just adding on to the Azara, which presumably is a much smaller amount that you're adding on the Harabayis, once again, you'll have a procession walking around the entire Harabayis, or in particular that Tosefos Azara. And at that time, besides taking the Shtei Alechem, they accompanied it with shir. Shir with music. It's Tana Rabbanan. Shir Shel Toida. What did they sing? What nigunim did they play? Shir Shel Toida. What's the Shir Shel Toida? As you would expect, says Rashi, Mizmor L'Soida. That we say every single morning, not every single morning, but most mornings, after we finish the Baruch Shomar. Before we get to Yehi Chvod, we say Mizmor L'Soida. Anyway, so that's the Mizmor, the Shir that you say of the Toida. And it's not just that you sing it, but it was accompanied with kinoiris, nevolim, with tzaltzalim, in other words, different types of musical instruments. And this wasn't just one kinor, one navel, I'll call pina upina, on every corner of Yerushalayim. The I'll call even gedoilish Yerushalayim, and every large stone, large platform, they would go and set up these musicians, and they would play the music. The oimer, and besides mizmor l'soida, the also said, but why did they say that pasuk? Because we're leaving out the first pasuk in that mizmor, which is mizmor shir chanukah sabayis ledavid. Oh, the shir that when you do a chanukah sabayis, and here we're doing a chanukah sabayis, either chanukah sabayis of the new addition to Yerushalayim or the new addition to the Azara. So you sing the mizmor shir chanukah sabayis, and you continue on arimim chashem ki dilisani. And then you also sing the Shir Shel Pigoyim, the Yesh Oimim Shir Shel Nigoyim. They're both referring to the same, and that's what we refer to as Yoshe B'Seser El Yoyim, that we say Shabbos morning, and that we say Matzah Shabbos, and that many people say every night before they go to sleep as part of Kriya Shema Shel Mita, Yoshe B'Seser El Yoyim. Why did it get these interesting names, Shir Shel Pigoyim, Shir Shel Nigoyim? Oh, the Yoshe B'Seser, we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us a Shmira, that we should not have any Nigoyim in our Oihel. What is that referring to? The Yipol Mitzitcha Elef is referring to the Mazikim, to the evil demons, to the Shindalit. And that's why we refer to it as pigoy. So what's the chilik between a nega and a pega? A nega is something which is physical. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't bring any negoyim, don't bring any physical illnesses, trauma situations, COVID plagues, or anything else, chas v'sholem. We say Yoshe B'Seser against that, the nega. And the pega is more of a spiritual type of plague, these mazikim, etc. So therefore, since these two psukim both appear in Yoshe B'Seser, some called it the Shir Shel Nigoyim and some called it the Shir Shel Pigoyim, but they're both referring to the same Yoshe B'Seser. And in fact, the Gemara continues that after they finish Mizmor L'Soida, and after they finish Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, V'Oyimah, they would sing Yoshe B'Seser Elyim B'Tzel Shaka Yisloida. At how far? They didn't do the entire Yoshe B'Seser. At Machsi means it's a place of refuge, a place of protection from Hashem. And Elyon Samtam Einecha upstairs in Shemayim, we also have the Beis Hamikdash Shel Mala, which is connected to the Beis Hamikdash Shel Mata. And Elyon upstairs in Shemayim, you made your Mo'ein, your residence, so to speak, about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moin is also one of the names of the Sheva Shemayims, which are listed in Masechtas Chagiga. But continuing on, and after he finishes all of those psukim, and those singing those mizmoidim, they also sing mizmo ledover borchem neaf shalom benoi, Hashem morabu tzoroi, ad la Hashem ha'ishu alamcha b'chasecha salam. Now that's the Gerson Argimara. You'll note that there's a base in brackets right before mizmo ledovid, and the Vilna Goyen says, take out that first pasuk. We are not talking about over here, avshalom benoi, but rather we start from the second pasuk in that mizmor, Hashem morabu tzoroi. And in fact, if you look in Rashi, Rashi also seems to ignore the Mizmor LeDavid. Because if you look in Rashi, about 8 lines before the white lines, the wide lines, it says, Rashi v'oymer Hashem morabu tzoroi. L'fisha nemer boi, rabim arm l'nafshi, ein shuasa loy b'lekim zela. Why is this? Are you misloitzitzim? Who are misloitzitzim? In our Rashi it says, b'sorei Yehuda uvin yamin. However, in the Bach, he changes, he takes out Bissare and he puts in Tzare. The Tzare Yehuda Uvin Yamin, our enemies, our oppressors, were misloitzitzim. They were poking fun and mocking our attempt to go and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Kshehoye b'nei Yisrael b'nei ha-goyle b'nei nes-choyma, not Beis HaMikdash in particular, but the choyma of Yerushalayim, shenemar, ma Yehuda mom lolem oisim. What are these unfortunate Yidin doing that they're hayichyu eswavonim, etc. So the point is that we had our makers, we had our denigrators, we had our tsarim, those people that were our oppressors and our enemies. So that's why we say this particular capital, not necessarily referring to the Avshalom, but we continue on, Marabu Tzoroi, Kodesh Baruch Hu, all of those tsaris makers, the people are causing them tsaris. What does it say at the end? Ultimately, look to you for the ultimate salvation and Yeshua. Okay, so we've basically covered most of the procession. We're not done. The Gemara is going to talk about it further, a little bit further down. But in the meantime, we take a break and we talk about the Yoisha B'Seser. And we just said that they said the Yoisha B'Seser Elyon when they dedicated either the new Toisis Wazor or the Toisis Soir. Reb Shua ben Levi, Omalahu, he would say the Yoisha B'Seser L'Hani Kroi every night before he went to sleep, V'goni, and then he went to bed. Freitimor Hechi Avadachi, how are you allowed to do that? The same Reb Shua ben Levi said, Omar Reb Shua ben Levi, Osel Yisrapo Yisbidivrei Torah, that if a person wants a refuah, he shouldn't go and say Divrei Torah on that and have in mind that the Divrei Torah is going to give a refuah. This doesn't mean you're not allowed to be mispala. Of course you're mispala for everything. We say Rafa'enu in Shemon Esrei. But it means you shouldn't try to go and use the Divrei Torah as if it itself was the potent medicine for the Makkah. So also this rap is the Divrei Torah. So Tiyamara, Lahagin Shani, we're not talking about an existing Makkah. We're talking about not to get a Makkah. I don't want to get a Nega. I don't want a Pega. That you're allowed to go and say the Yoisha B'Seis. Frey Tiyamara Ve'ela, Ki Omar. However, you agree with me that Rabbi Shuman Levi is right, that if the person already has a Makkah, then it's Osel Es Rabbis B'Divrei Torah. So you're going to tell me, Eliki Omar Oser, the Ikka Makkah, Eid Ikka Makkah. Start again. Rabbi Shuman Levi said Osel Es Rabbis B'Divrei Torah, and for the Gemara Lahogin Shani. That Rabbi Shuman Levi said that it's Oser, Eliki Omar Oser, the Ikka Makkah, not Lahogin. In other words, premeditated strike, say Divrei Torah to be Megan, say the Yoisha B'Seser to go and protect. If there's already a Makkah, stay away from Divrei Torah on the Makkah. Frey Timura, Idi Ika Makkah Osir V'Suloi, is that all you can go and say about the Makkah, that it's Osir? V'atanan, didn't we learn? Haloichish ala Makkah, ein loichelik olam abba, back in Sanhedrin. Someone who's loichish ala Makkah, he says, a lachash of psukim. We don't mean abracadabra. He says psukim al hamaka. He has no chelik on the baba. As a result, it's not just asur. It's a ain't like chelik. That's much more than just isur. Maralo amar biyochanan beroikik shanu. Ah, ganz andere meisa lefishay maskin and shem shemaim al rakika. In the loichish al hamaka is talking about a person that had nebuchamaka, instead of putting on iodine or mercurochrome, he went and put some spittle on the makkah. And right after that spittle, then he said some psukim on that makkah and on that spittle. And that's what the Gemara refers to as loichish ala makkah. Says the Gemara, that's terrible, because you're masker shem shemayim al harakika. Now, what psukim did they typically say on that makkah? So Rashi brings, again, we had this back in Sanhedrin, Shteitin Posik, Kolamachla Asher Sambim Mitzrayim Li'osim Alecha, Ki Ani Hashem Roif Echa. Also, you're saying that Posik, Ani Hashem, on the Rekika. Ooh, that's a bizoyin. First to spittle, and then to go to spit out, and then to go and say a Posik, and Nishka Sheinezach. When we discussed this back in Sanhedrin, people were asking about the minog in many Mekoymois, that at the time of Aleinu, one spits out, and you continue saying Aleinu after that, why don't you have the same problem? And the answer is, you're not saying spit on this makkah, you're saying spit on the additional posik that you're saying in Aleinu. What's the additional posik? Many of the Ashkenazim don't have that, but in the Nusach Sfard, you have it typically printed in all of the Siddurim. Years ago, it was not printed because it was taken out by the sender. What were the psukim that we're referring to? Teitach, Shehem Mishtachm Lehevel Varik, Umbispalim El El Lo Yoshia. This, by the way, this minig is not just a modern minig. Some people say it's a Lubavitcher minig. This is already brought in Shulchan Aruch and the Noise Kalim, including the Taz, Turizov, and others. What's the reason why? We discussed it at that time, but the point is that Rekika is not on a tefillah. It's Rekika on then, in fact. My father, Tzchan of Rucha, did it, and many others, and typically people go and put their, they cover the mouths when they do it, so it doesn't look like Chas V'Shalom is being roikik and saying tefillahs at the same time. You can also take a slight break after the rekika, so it doesn't look like it goes together. Anyway, having now exhausted everything on rekika, let's continue on, and we're talking now about the Bez Mahalchin Ushtei Toidois Achare. So in that procession that we spoke about, if you look at the Lashon HaMishnah, it says the Bezdin would go. It doesn't say which Bezdin. Presumably we're talking about the Bezdin of Shivim V'Echad, because that's what the Mishnah told us, that for purposes of adding to the Azorah or to the ear, you have to have the Sanhedrin Shivim V'Echad. So you had the Bezdin Mahalchin and Ushtei Toides Achareyin. Sounds like Bezdin goes first and the Toides go behind them. Pray Timara, remember the Bezdin. Now we go back to Nehemiah again. And this Pasuk, by the way, is a follow-up on the earlier Pasuk. Remember we had the earlier Pasuk on the Amud Aleph, where a Pasuk in Nehemiah Yud Beis, Lamed Aleph, Va'ale Esari Yehuda Mi'ala Choyma, Va'amida Shtei Toidois Gidoi Lois. That's Yud Beis, Lamed Aleph. And now Yud Beis, Lamed Beis, Va'yelech Achareyem, Oh, it sounds like, therefore, that the procession was after the Toidos, not before the Toidos. Is the Chavislu Shver? Remember the Bezdin Kami Toidaz, the Voxiv Yelech Achareim, Hoishai Vachatzi Sar Yehuda. Everything Gemara. Hochik Omer. Bezdin is Mahalch. And the Shtei Toidos are Mahalchis. But that doesn't mean that the Toidos were walking after them, but rather, Ubezdin Achareim. Meaning that the Lashon HaMishnah is not as precise as you may have wanted, but rather it's saying the Bezin was Mahalach, and the Shtei Toides are Mahalchais. But Lav Davka, that the Shtei Toides are Mahalach and Achareyan, it just means that the Bezin was Achareyan. Now that's not the Poshep Shat in the Mishnah, but that's how the Gemara learns it. Zok Gemara, Keitzad Mahalchais, you're talking about two Toidois. Which one went first or which one went second? How did it work? Is in fact a machlokes. So, Gemara Ketz Mahalchis, Reb Chiv, Reb Shimon, Berebi, Chadom, Ezu, Kenegetzu. They were parallel. In other words, two people were holding on to the Toidos and they were walking together next to each other. Chadom, Ezu, Acherzu. The other one says, no, one was going in front and one was going in the back. Now, if you go back to Yudalit Amid Beis, look at the top line. We said about these two toidois, hapanimius necheles. The inner one was eaten. Vachitzoina, and the outer one was Nisrefes, was burned. Now we want to know what the definition is of the Pnimius and the Chitzoina. Zokti Gemara. Mandi Amazu Kenegetzu, a Pnimius Hachtem Akarva Lechoima. Mandi Amazu. Stop. I can easily identify what means Pnimius and Chitzoina, since there's a procession around the wall, and the Pnimius would be the one that's closer to the wall. The one that's Chitzoina means the one that's further away from the wall. Again, that we're adding to the Chomis of Yerushalayim. So that's a very easy one. Pnimius will be eaten, the Chitzoina will not be eaten. The Chitzoina will be Nisrefes. And the Omrezu Acherzu, HaPnimius, Hachtemekarva LeBezin, that's the one that's closer to the Bezin. Meaning that we have a procession of two, presumably two Kehanim, holding on to the two Toidois, one with the first one, one with the second one. After that, following them were the Bezdin. So the one that's closer to the Bezdin, that's the Pnimius. The one that's out in front, that's the Chitzoina. So Freiti Moriet, let me understand. Tanan, ha Pnimius nechaluz vachitzoina nisrefes. Bishloim leman di omer zu achazu amtuli hochi Pnimius nechaluz mishum di asya chitzoina kama v'kodshila. I can understand easily why one is eaten and one is not eaten. What does the Gemara mean by this? Remember, until this kiddush of the Chomais Yerushalayim, until this took place, these toidos would be posel biyotze, because they were taken outside of Yerushalayim. How can you eat them after that? They're posel. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. The first one that went out, that was Mekadish, the Chomais Yerushalayim, the new Toisefes Yerushalayim, so that has to be burned because it's possibly Yotze. But the second one already had the benefit of the Kiddush Al Yedei, that first Lechem Toida, so the second one can be eaten. That makes a lot of sense, says Yom, at least in the Havamina. So that's why I understand. Apenimis Nechavz Achitzoin in the Shrefes, Bishloim Laman Yamazu Achazu, Amtu Lehoch, Apenimis Nechavz, Bishloim the Asya Chitzoin Kamma, the Kodshla, it was Mekadish, this new location where everybody is walking and parading. So since it became Kodesh already, then you can eat the Pnimius. Both of them are Mekadish, the new addition to Yerushalayim at the same time. So, L'choira, either both of them should be Mutter Lechol, or both of them should be Aser Lechol. Why is one Mutter and one is Aser? Frank Timor Latamach, let me ask you. After all, one doesn't do the trick. We have to have the procession with both toidos and the two toidos together, even though one is in front and one is in back. Makes no difference. Not the first one is Mekadosh. Hakol Shaloi Nasis, Bechol Eilu Tanan. In our Mishnah, it says that you needed all of these, the Melech and the Novi and the Urim V'Tumim and the Sanhedrin and the state toidos. So it certainly sounds like that the first toidos doesn't do it on its own. You have to have everything. And even if you have a mandiyama that says, no, you don't need everything. Even one of them is enough. The shtei toidos are not two separate entities. It's one package deal of two toidos. So how are you telling me that one is eaten and one is nisrefes? There's no logical reason for it. It's all on based on Ruach HaKodesh. Look at the top Rashi. Al pi novi chagi zachariya malachi hoyu sham v'al piem beruach hakoidish osu v'ein tam bedava. There's no logical reason this one first and this one last and this was mekadish and this is not mekadish. L'choira both have exactly the same status and therefore both of them l'choira either should be nisrefes or they should both be ne'echeles. V'azeh is this ruach hakoidish nevius of chagi zachariya and malachi. And this will stop, Rabbi Yisai. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a Freilich and Lag B'Oimer and the Schus of Rabbi Shimba Yichui Shemegin on